Well, the other extreme is happening right now, thousands of kilometres away in Pakistan, where the situation has been described by one resident as hell on earth. Monsoon rain and floods are wreaking havoc across the country. More than 1,000 people are dead and millions have been displaced. Almost 1 million homes have been destroyed, say officials. The provinces of Sindh and Balochistan are the worst affected, but mountainous regions in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa are also badly hit. Sherry Rachman is the country's climate minister.
Pakistan is living through a serious climate catastrophe, one of the hardest in the decade. We are at the moment at the ground zero of the front line of extreme weather events in an unrelenting cascade of heat waves, forest fires, flash floods, multiple glacial lake outbursts, flood events, and now the monster monsoon of the decade is wreaking non-stop havoc throughout the country.
Well, we can talk now to journalist Saeed Shah, who is Pakistan correspondent for The Wall Street Journalist, who is in Islamabad. Saeed, will you describe for us what scenes are being witnessed in the worst affected areas of Pakistan?
Well, I mean, people are literally wading, sometimes neck high through water with their few possessions, and just trying to get on land, with their most precious goods. The floodwaters have washed away houses. Large buildings like hotels have just been taken away by the floods. People are homeless across large parts of the country, and the water continues to rise. There is a combination of monsoon rains, which are three times as heavy as normal this year, and the melting of glaciers up in the northern mountains, which then come through into the rivers. So it's these two sources of water combined, which are overwhelming the country. And three of the four provinces really are underwater now.
And over 1,000 people dead, and seeing some of the images, children, men, women, all being swept to their deaths in these horrendous floods.
Yes, I mean, you have to remember, as your earlier audio said, I mean, this is coming after other calamities. There was this enormous heat wave. Before that, obviously, there was this COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, people's resources really are exhausted, and these sort of things tend to affect the poorest people the most. So it has inundated poor rural areas, and the government doesn't have the resources really to cope with this. Pakistan is on life support with a bailout from the International Monetary Fund. It is now appealing for international help. The army has been called out to help rescue people. So the rescue work is going on now. Rehabilitation is going to be very, very tricky after all of this.
And in some parts of Pakistan, which are worst affected, is communication with the outside world difficult, Saeed?
Well, mobile phone networks are down. It is difficult to reach those people. It is difficult for those people to alert the authorities to where they are. We understand while waiting to be rescued, people have drowned across the country. So yes, it is a huge challenge. There aren't that many helicopters to launch these rescue operations for people who are stranded. The country's resources are really being stretched.
And we heard there from the climate minister, in no doubt at all, that Pakistan is suffering the effects of climate change. She said they were at ground zero of extreme weather events. And you mentioned the heat wave. And of course, there were terrible floods over 10 years ago, 2010, 2011. But the judgment seems to be that this time round, these floods are much, much worse.
Yeah, the officials here are saying that these floods are more widespread across the country compared to 2010, which were also devastating. And they are pretty sure that this is the result of this freak weather we're seeing across the world. We saw in the summer, you know, wildfires in many countries in the richer world. And for Pakistan, it has meant that the monsoon, which the country depends upon, has been disrupted. And this year, in parts of the country, it has been 7 times more than normal. In some parts, 9 times more than normal in August. So they are pretty sure, the authorities are pretty sure this is down to climate change.
Well, very grateful to you for taking our call this morning and painting us a picture of how awful it is there at the moment. Saeed Shah, Pakistan correspondent for The Wall Street Journal.